Dan Duffy here is with me with United Country Real Estate. And Dan, you're kind of our opening general session speaker here at NAMA Trends in Agriculture session. The first thing I thought was interesting is we call the people who live this rural lifestyle a lot of names. And whether it's Ruralpolitan or, there's a variety, but you had one of your own. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we actually did quite a bit of research early on a few years ago, about 3 years ago. I got involved with United Country about 3 years ago, and we hired an ad agency to help us kind of truly understand how we could better serve the market. And what we found through that data research is that really these folks are best described as idyllic lifestyle seekers. So that's the term that we coined.
So that suggests that basically they've got an idea in their mind of something they want, they're looking for, and think that that's what they're going to find when they get out into the rural community.
That's right. And really our job at United Country Real Estate is to help them make the transition. Mm-hmm. So they do have a very, and sometimes it's not a specific image. It's mm-hmm. more, it's deeper than that, you know, about what they think they're going to get when they move to Colorado into a smaller town. They drive through, they try to experience it, they make multiple trips to kind of absorb it. They have certain expectations. But for the most part, I'd say they're realistic. And the great thing about it is they're not newcomers that are really trying to change the community. They actually want to become part of the community and be part of the future of the community. They don't really come in, you know, wanting to change everything and make it like it from where they came. We really find that the baby boomers and these folks are mature individuals. They're typically financially stable. And they're very good additions to the communities that we serve. So our job at, kind of United Country Home Office is to attract people from all over the place, to bring them and expose small town America. The local United Country Office's job is to serve the local market and to market locally.
Mm-hmm. Well, for this audience here of agri-marketers, what did you want to kind of most get across in terms of your experiences and knowledge with this market that they can benefit from?
Yeah, I think my opening couple slides were key, at least what I was trying to get across, because I hate to go to a presentation where mm-hmm. you don't take anything home with you that's mm-hmm. actionable. I would say two things. One is really think differently about what's going on out there, particularly with this market segment. It's not to mean that you depart from the rural marketing that's been done or the agricultural marketing that's been done in the past, but think differently about it because there's newcomers that have come in. And if you want to capture this new market segment where they're most open to brand switching or even the first-time brand experience, you have to think differently. And I've recommended that people look into Coltier Rapai, which is a French gentleman who really gets to the core of, in the essence, the cultural underpinnings of a brand and how people associate with it. And I also recommended that you really try to make certain that as you're marketing to the community that you put things in the consumer's terms. You know, a lot of times people want to talk about products or they want to talk about their feature functionality vis-a-vis another product and how they're better than their competitor because they're tied and locked in horns with them. I think they really need to get beyond that and think at an elevated pace, at an elevated level, where they really they focus more on what's in it for the consumer, what's the core brand promise.
So looking at the kind of market we've got right now or economic situation in this country from the real estate perspective and then with these companies and their products and services, how do you see where things are right now with this marketplace and maybe short term looking out a year?
Yeah, I think for the near term, the next 12 to 18 months, I think we should not expect that there are going to be any dramatic volume improvements in pretty much every category serving the market, this market, and any market for that matter. The wild card there is the stimulus plan, and let's see how much kind of moves around. But having said that, I still don't think that there's going to be a lot of lubrication in the marketplace. I do, however, know a few things, is that historically there is a very long-term trend relative to the fit between population gains and the need for products. Mm-hmm. And the United States benefits from a positive population gain every year, births greater than deaths. And they also are benefiting from net migration in, from overseas, et cetera. You know, I heard a statistic one time that every 11 seconds someone's born, every 17 seconds someone dies, and every 32 seconds someone crosses the border, either legally or illegally. With those kind of numbers, you know, it's just a matter of time before. And I'd say that the other thing that they really need to focus on, which I also brought up early on, was it's not, you can't look at rural America as monochromatic. You really have to understand which markets are moving, and in order to align your product offerings and everything else, both geographically as well as socioeconomically. So,
great. Well, thank you very much for your presentation here. Enjoyed it, and taking a few minutes to speak with me here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.